Good morning and welcome to Raider Wrap on a Saturday morning, the 20th day of February already. Can you believe it? I hardly can't, I can tell you right now. Let's take a look at our quick weather forecast before we get going. We've got a great program for you today. We've got Mike Lucraft coming on in just a minute or so. Hopefully we'll get Ryan Driscoll out of his other coaching duties. He is currently coaching his daughter's basketball team, and hopefully we'll catch up to him a little bit later. And then A.J. Reister will have Annika Richardson, Emma Rasmussen, and Emma Hodap. They'll be coming in this week's version of Meet the Raider. And then, of course, A.J. will give you a full recap of everything that's been going on all week. Today, patchy freezing areas in the low-lying areas until about 11 o'clock today in some areas. Mostly sunny, a high near 24, if you can believe that. 16 to below was 1 week ago just today. Windchill values sometimes will be about 14 below in certain areas, but tonight it looks like a chance of some snow, 40% chance. Mostly cloudy, a low around 18. And then for Sunday, it looks like mainly before 5 o'clock tomorrow, we'll see a little snow, maybe 1 to 3 inches. Patchy freezing fog between 9 and 11 o'clock in the morning, and a high near freezing. Who'd ever thunk that freezing would be considered warm? But then for Sunday night, it looks like a 30% chance of some snow before 7 o'clock. Mostly cloudy and a low of only 20. Light east-northwest winds picking up to about 5 to 15 miles an hour. Monday, looks like a high near 38. And then Monday night, mostly clear skies, low around 32. And then for Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 40. Can you actually believe it? Absolutely beautiful weekend and a beautiful week on the way. Speaking of beautiful and beautiful minds, let's bring on Mike Lucraft. Mike, how you doing?
I'm well. Thanks, Jimmy.
So let's talk. We wanted you on last week, and I somehow technically bozoed the board, so that's on me. But you're all prepared and ready to go. We had been talking about the different things that were going on with the game, and we had done the live game earlier in the day, and it was Austin on Tuesday, February 9th, which is just 10 days ago, and you were playing Austin, and you guys jumped out to just this ridiculously enormous lead. It was 12 to nothing. You dominated the whole game. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. But my question was, you did not take a shot on goal for 22 minutes. How is that possible?
Yeah, we've always tried to be a respectful program and make sure that when things are going south for a team that we're playing, that we're not, rubbing that in. I certainly know that what comes around goes around. We try to be respectful to other coaches and other programs. So when it gets lopsided like it did last week, instead of just continuing to kind of run the score up, the kids kind of understand my methodology there of just, kind of dumping it in and letting the game just kind of run itself out, although it's not great for either team because sometimes just passing it around almost looks worse than actually trying to score. But again, it's just a respect thing. We respect our opponents and we respect our opponent coaching staff. So that's kind of something I've always done, and the team seems to support that.
And I kind of understood that. I was broadcasting the game, and it's kind of tough from a broadcast standpoint to just say, to the point, to the corner, to the point, to the corner, behind the net, to the point, to the corner. It was like, oh, my goodness. And the guys back in the studio were making fun of me because they thought that was hysterical because that's all I was doing. But Austin, they're a younger team. They looked like they were kind of back on their heels. You guys really looked, far superior, faster. You were checking hard. You were, forechecking. You were hitting hard. You were, early on in that game. It was just a dominance. Was that you were that much more talented than Austin that day, or was it just you guys were just on a roll?
Probably a combination of both. Knowing coming into the game that they had had some struggles earlier in the year and they had been heavily outshot in a lot of games, I think we felt like that we would have an opportunity to have the game be a little bit more one-sided, which it was. But you never really know. I kind of encouraged the guys to stay out of the penalty box and to, really work as units, you know, make sure you're passing the puck, moving into open spaces, and they did a good job of that. Staying out of the box, I don't think we took a penalty in the game, which was great. But they're down. You know, again, it's a little bit of a tough circumstance. Austin doesn't have a JV program, and the varsity program's struggling right now. But they'll be back. They're always a tough opponent, but they're just in a little down cycle right now, so I'm sure they'll rally back here soon and be a quality team.
Looks like you've had a pretty unscathed schedule so far. It looks like you've been able to play every game, so that's a good thing. How's the COVID protocols going for your team and for the league as a general in the Big Nine?
Actually, so far so good. We did have one cancellation due to weather, a game versus Winona when a little storm had brushed through kind of the southeast part of the state. That game's been rescheduled for the last week of the season. Other than that, we haven't had too much incident. The kids have done a good job of staying kind of socially distanced when they've needed to. It's obviously that's a tough thing when you're playing a competitive sport that requires physical contact, and you're close to players while you're in the act of practicing, I guess, a little bit, but more so when you're playing the game. So the kids have done a good job with that, and wearing the masks, as they've adapted to that well. That was certainly a concern at the start of the season of breathing and how that whole process was going to work, but the kids have done a good job. At this point, I think it's they're so used to it by now that it's like putting on another piece of equipment. So it's been better than I expected.
So after a beatdown of Austin 12-0, you roll into Mankato 4 days later, and of course Mankato West leads the Big Nine with 9-1, and you are currently 7-2. They shut you out 3-0. Where did that game go? How did that progress, and how did they get the best of you?
Yeah, both Mankato teams are quality. We knew going into West that would be a challenging game. Our intent was to get a lead, like it is in every game. They got one. It was kind of an even first period. They got one in the second to get up 1-0, and then about midway through the third, they scored to make it 2-0. I thought we had chances. I wasn't disappointed in the effort or in the way that we had played. We certainly had chances to score. They did a nice job in front of the net. They've got a top-end goaltender who I think is maybe leading the conference in goals against average and in save percentage, and we weren't able to get one by them. We got a power play late in the game, which I thought, maybe if we can sneak one in here, we'll have a chance to pull the goalie, and who knows what happens at the end. And unfortunately, they got an empty netter to make it 3-0. So disappointing loss, but the kids bounced back, and played well at Red Wing.
Another shutout for you guys. That's your fourth one. See, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's your fourth shutout this year. You got to be kind of happy about that.
That is good. Both our goaltenders have played well, and shutouts require good defense in zone, and the kids have done a nice job. Our defensive core is pretty solid. They've done a nice job of supporting that, and good goaltending, and it's been fun to get those. Those are nice things for everyone. The shutouts are fun.
So, Red Wing, yeah, you win 7-0, and then now this afternoon you go against Mankato East over here at the Northfield Ice Arena, and that is going to be a 2 o'clock game, I do believe, and they are one game up on you in second place behind Mankato West. So, what do you know about Mankato East? Where are they when you look at them and look at what happened at Mankato West a couple days ago, and then taking them on at home here with Mankato East this afternoon?
Yeah, the top of the conference is really tight. We beat Mankato East earlier this year. Mankato East beat Owatonna. Owatonna beat us. East beat West. So there's a lot of very close games amongst the teams right at the top of the conference. We had a really unique game earlier this year at Mankato East. Just one of those kind of unique situations where there were 11 penalties called against us. There were 2 5-minute majors. I think we were shorthanded 5-on-3 for 10 or 11 minutes during the game. So it was really, a big special teams game. We were killing penalties almost all game, and we were able to kind of get a couple of power play goals, which is what maybe sparked the victory. We had great goaltending and just, you know, kind of hung on. So I know they'll come this afternoon trying to revenge that loss. They're a very good team. They have high-end forwards. They've got some really solid D. I see them, you know, right at the top of that section, 1A. So West, East, Dodge County are going to be your three, you know, top seeds in that section 1A. And so I know they're trying to stack up wins so they can build their resume for one of those top seeds.
So it was getting a little chippy in that game against Mankato East, huh?
Well, it was just uniquely called. I mean, it was different. We were talking about it yesterday amongst the coaching staff, whether or not we really did anything different in that game other than that we've done in other games. It seemed, you know, refereeing is what it is. It's part of the game, but it gets called differently game to game, and maybe we didn't adapt to the style of how it was being called. But, yeah, we definitely took more penalties than we hoped, but, you know, we were able to survive it, which was great, and get the victory. But we wouldn't want to do that again against a team of this quality. They have too much firepower up front, and when you're killing penalties all game, it really shortens your bench and puts a lot of extra pressure on guys that to play heavy minutes, and that's not our goal. We'd like to, you know, play the full bench and get everybody into the game and hopefully have a zero penalty game, if that's possible.
Well, and that was a 3-2 game back in January 19th. And, of course, you said that they beat Owatonna. Then Owatonna came. You had to go down to Owatonna, and you lost another close one to them, 3-4. And then, you know, so like I say, Mankato West is on top of the division at 9-1. Anything with regards to they're going to be coming to Northfield this afternoon. So they're probably going to maybe, I don't know how chippy it got, but I would think that losing 3-2 and a couple of major 5-minute penalties and stuff like that going on, that they're probably going to come in here with a chip on their shoulder this afternoon.
You would think if they're a physical team, they play hard. Both the Mankato schools, you know, play that aggressive, hard style and like to play the body. That's fine. We can adapt to that. You know, we have skill players and players that like to play physical. And so I anticipate that it'll be a high-level game, good play up and down the ice and some good creative offensive play. It's going to come down to solid defense and goaltending. That's what it always seems to come down to when you're playing these top-flight teams. You know, the team that makes the mistakes is the team that ends up typically losing those games. So we'll try to limit that and be strong in our zone. And if we get a special teams opportunity, which has been really good for us this year, hopefully we'll win the battle of penalty killing and take advantage of some power plays if we get those opportunities.
Mike Lucraft is our guest this afternoon or this morning on the Raider Wrap and head hockey coach for the boys Raiders hockey team. It looks like you've been kind of rotating both Waylock and Olson back and forth in the nets. Is there a rhyme or a reason, or is there a strategy behind all that?
Not yet. Again, this year was very unique. We came into the season with literally no actual game time varsity experience. Micah backed up Cal Frank last year on the varsity, and Keaton was coming off the Bantam team. The typical process would be, you know, through a normal 7-day tryout and then a preseason of a few scrimmage games and a non-conference schedule. You know, we would rotate goalies or, you know, try to solidify, you know, kind of a goalie for the second half of the season. But really, we're kind of navigating through that process right now where I think Micah has played maybe a game or two more than Keaton, but it hasn't been, you know, even so much performance-based. Micah will play today. He played exceptional at Mankato East, down at Mankato East, so he certainly earned the right to get back in the nets tonight. But that's part of the evaluation you go on. Goaltending is such an important part. You want to find that guy that's hot leading into the back half of the season and eventually into the playoff run. That's a, you know, an absolute difference maker when it comes to winning games. Like great pitching in baseball, goaltenders can win games for you. So Both goalies have played really well, and they both support each other, and they'll both continue to play. But it'll be Micah today.
Do they get on each other? Because the goals against average for Whalock is 1.5 and it's 2.12 for Micah. Do they ever razz each other? They look at the analytics like that, or they just kind of figure, hey, I'll get my shot when I get my shot?
Yeah, I tell you, I'd take either one of those. Anything below three, you know, if you're giving up less than three goals a game, you know, you have a strong probability of winning most of those games. So the fact that, you know, they're 2.1 and 1.5, those are both exceptional. And I know they both have high save percentages. Anything above 90% is exceptional. So I'm really pleased with what they're both doing, and have confidence in either one of them in the net in any game.
It looks like you got five people with double figures in points. You've got Ryan Will and Will Tadona, and then Caden Monson and Carson Van Zijn, of course, and then Spencer Klotz, all with double digits. How does that stack up next to other teams, would you say? With Spencer having 31 points, including 10 goals and 21 assists, where does he stack up as far as like the Big Nine Conference or maybe even other players in the state, would you say?
Yeah, Spencer is actually leading the conference in scoring. Mankato East also has some similar stats amongst their high powered players or their top scoring players. But you know, there's been a couple of great factors. Our special teams have been great. Our power play has really clicked this year. And so you're seeing some point support from having a power play in the 40% range. But that line between Will Tadona, Spencer Klotz and Caden Munson has really gelled. They've created, you know, a lot of multiple point games. Obviously, Carson Van Zijlen has been our top forward for the past several years, and as a senior is leading his line with the offensive play. But we've gotten good contributions from everybody. We've got some defensemen that are helping to create some offense. So it's been well balanced, even though, you know, it's a little top heavy with a few of those guys. It really relates to kind of the power play. But overall, it's been a good balanced three line system that's all creating offense and doing a nice job helping us score some goals.
Well, and it does seem pretty evenly balanced. But it's like you were almost able to get all your skaters on the ice. That's what I found was kind of interesting, that everyone had a shot. Everyone had, you know, something to contribute. You know, Gerke and Hasse and Fossum, all of them were on the ice, and all of them were, you know, whether it was a forward check or you know, just a stick save, or you know, just the little things. It seemed like everyone kind of got into the game, at least the one against Austin, and everyone had a chance to participate. It's like you got almost everybody on the ice, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, that's certainly the goal when we start every game is to try to play even lines as much as possible. It just helps, you know, especially when we get into these games like this afternoon, which we anticipate will be a very, very close game. As time goes on, the more energy you can keep, you know, for your top line that is potentially going to be playing heavier minutes towards the end, it's better for them. Keeps them fresh, keeps their legs, you know, in good shape throughout the game. Obviously there's adrenaline that kicks in, but when our bench gets short or when we play special teams games like we did down at Mankato East the first time, it's not as easy. It definitely makes it tougher to, because when you throw those players back on the ice, they may have not been out there for, you know, 5 to 7 minutes. So you're kind of sitting idle on the bench waiting, and you don't maybe mentally get into the flow of the game as much as if you were playing a regular shift. So always our goal to try to play, you know, the full six defensemen and the full nine forwards as much as possible.
Well, Coach, you've got a 2 o'clock game this afternoon over here at Northfield Ice Arena. Wish you very, very best. Let's see if we can get a victory and move yourself back up in that second place spot. And then you've got Rochester, John Marshall, Mayo, Owatonna, Winona, New Prague, and Faribault, and then Rochester Sedgwick to wrap things up on March 13th. Have they discussed? I know they said that there's going to be a sectional playoff in state possibilities. Have you been in touch with that? Have you been working with that in any way, shape, or form? Or how are you involved with that?
Yeah, they definitely have announced the section playoffs and the state tournament. So both those are happening. I don't know if they've announced the location of the state tournament. The section playoffs will be different this year. So the higher seed will end up hosting all the playoff games instead of it being a neutral site, which would have been Rochester Rec Center, for that semifinal and the final. So instead of having teams travel to those locations, the team with the higher seed will host all the playoff games. So that's our goal, you know, through this last half of the season, is to, you know, kind of build our resume and get as many wins as we can so that we are able to get as high a seed as possible and potentially host those playoff games. All these games will matter. You know, the games with the teams in Section 1 AA, Owatonna, and the three Rochester schools will probably have a little added value as we compare schedules and resumes around section time. But with both Lakeville schools, Farmington, Hastings, It's a healthy, hearty section to go through. So games like today are critical. You know, high-powered teams are critical to building that resume. So that's our goal from here till March 13th, which is the last day of the season. And then our first playoff game would be on Thursday, March 18th.
Okay. Well, let's get a victory this afternoon, shall we?
That's our goal.
All right, Coach. Good luck. We'll have more coming up here on the Raider Wrap. We'll have A.J. Reister joining us shortly. That's Coach Mike Lucraft, the head coach for the Northfield Raiders boys hockey team. And they are just, they've only taken down two. They're only lost two so far this year with a tie at the beginning of the season. So going for victory number 8 today over at the Northfield Ice Arena. And just a reminder that if you want to get a part of that, the Northfield National Federation of High Schools. There's a website that you can go to, since we won't be broadcasting it live, but there are the National Federation of High Schools. It's a website online. You can sign up for it. It is a subscription-based thing, and they tend to do the broadcasts of some of the high school teams around the area. If you're interested, you might want to check that out. 22 minutes after 10 o'clock. We'll have more coming up right here on the Raider Wrap on 95.1, The One.
Heritage Bank is the locally owned bank that cares about this community and a bank that you can count on. At Heritage Bank, the mortgage process is convenient and easy. Their real estate mortgage specialists will help guide you through the process of buying a home. Heritage Bank is honored to be voted the best bank in Northfield in 2020 and is looking forward to continuing its fantastic service in 2021. During your visit, don't forget to grab some coffee at the Hideaway Vault located inside Heritage Bank in Northfield. At Heritage Bank, they know the success depends upon the success of their community and their customers. That is why they look forward to serving you.
H&R Block has many options to make filing your taxes easy. Our tax pros can help you get your max refund with or without the office visit. Drop in, drop off, or a tax pro can even do your taxes virtually. Send some pics from your phone without leaving home. Just another way, Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
H&R Block, 1300 Bullenbacher Drive in Northfield. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 507-645-6281.
Heritage Dental Care is a general dental clinic that has been part of the community for over 50 years. They specialize in a variety of dental procedures and services. Comfort and convenience are the hallmarks of Heritage Dental Care. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Make an appointment today with Drs. David Brust, David Buck, Amy Finn, or Michael Thompson. Heritage Dental Care in Northfield.
Hi, it's Mike from Merchants Bank with a tip for your holiday shopping bills. Why not transfer the balance from your other credit cards to Merchants Bank Visa Scorecard? There's no transfer fee. You earn points on balance transfers for the first 6 months, and you can take advantage of our low rates. As your trusted partner, we believe a credit card can be another tool to help manage expenses and build healthy credit. Let's work together towards your financial goals. Talk to your local banker or apply at merchantsbank.com. Subject to credit approval.
Good morning and welcome back to our Raider Wrap on KYMN. Coming up on 24 minutes after 10 o'clock. A beautiful, beautiful sunshiny day indeed. Plenty of sunshine and plenty of more sunshine on the way. We're at 9 degrees currently. in the valley, and looks like our forecast for today is going to warm up really nice. We're going to be about 24 degrees for mostly sunny and a high today. That is about 40 degrees warmer than it was exactly 1 week ago. So the winds will be very, very light from the northwest and then shifting to the south, bringing in some more warm temperatures. Tonight, a 40% chance of snow, mostly cloudy, a low around 18. And then for Sunday, mostly sunny, some patchy freezing fog early in the morning. Chances of some snow throughout the day, high near 32, and light southwest winds. Chance of about 1 to 3 inches of snow possibly tomorrow. Tomorrow night looks like a chance of snow again before 7 o'clock, mostly cloudy, a low of only 20, and light east-northeast winds. So not too much treachery there for Sunday night. And then for Monday, partly sunny, a high of 38. Winds are going to pick up a little bit from 10 to 15 miles an hour out of the southwest. Monday night, mostly clear, low around 32. And then for Tuesday, mostly sunny and a high near 40. Hot diggity. It is currently beautiful blue skies and 9 degrees. Let's kick it back over to A.J. Reister. He has the latest edition of Meet the Raider.
Good morning, Northfield Raiders, and welcome back to Raider Rap. I'm A.J. Reister, Raider Class of 2022, here with girls basketball captains Annika Richardson, Emma Rasmussen, and Emma Hodap is in the car on the phone. But how are you all doing today?
Doing well.
Good.
Good, yeah.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I mean, it's been getting kind of cold, a little crummy, so it's good that you guys are having a good day so far. We'll start with some get-to-know-you questions. We've been in hybrid for a couple of weeks now. What days are you guys going?
Go for it, Hodes. We're all the same.
Okay, I'm maroon, so that's Monday and Tuesday.
Nice.
Yep, actually, we all are. Yeah, I all think including you.
Yeah, so am I. We've got a room full of maroon people going Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. What classes are you guys taking this semester?
I'm taking global studies and calculus at the high school, and then I'm taking two PSEO classes. I'm taking Spanish 2 and ethics.
Nice. How about you, Annika?
I am taking all classes but one through the high school. I have one online English class that just didn't fit into my schedule through Minnetonka, which is kind of crazy, but it's nice to be able to get that in. And then I'm also taking AP Calc, AP Spanish Lit, which are probably my most challenging classes, but also the most interesting. And then also orchestra. Shout out to AJ for being great in the viola section.
Yes, sir. It's a great time. First hour, first thing we do in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Starting the day off right.
Yes, sir. What about you, Emma? What do you have in your schedule?
Okay, well, I'm not as smart as them, but I'm taking printmaking, senior science seminar class.
Oh, yes.
Economics and advanced baking and pastries.
Well, those sound like some fun classes to take, especially that baking and pastries class. I smell it every time I go by chemistry.
Yeah,
I
those cookies that they made the other day. I don't know if that was you, Emma, but those were so good.
Yeah, we made lava cakes yesterday.
Ooh, that sounds really, really good. I'm going to have to start asking my brother for some food because he's in regular baking and pastries.
Ooh,
so
that's smart.
I have to start using that little in on the baking and pastries.
Definitely.
And are you guys in any other sports outside of basketball, or are you guys primarily just basketball?
I'm also in volleyball, and I run track.
Nice. How about you, Annika?
I play tennis in the fall.
Nice. And you can kind of take a break in the spring, just kind of...
Yeah, I've usually... This year will be different, but the past, I don't even know, what, 7 years? I've played AAU basketball in the spring.
How about you, Emma?
I used to play soccer in the fall, but this year I decided not to, just with COVID and everything, and I actually have been working a lot of hours at the Montessori in Northfield that I really enjoy.
Nice. And then what do you guys do outside of school and sports? We get a little bit of a window here of what you do inside school and sports, but what do you do outside of those two things?
Outside of school and sports, I really love music, so I play the violin and spend quite a bit of time with that. I also enjoy reading when I actually have time to do it. I feel like I always have a pretty lengthy list of books I want to read. I whittle it down pretty slowly, but I enjoy doing that. And I love just exploring new places, whether it's in the cities or closer to Northfield with friends.
An explorer. And how about you, Emma Rasmussen?
I love spending time outside. I like hiking, biking, and actually with the pandemic and when there was like nothing to do, Me and my sister have been rollerblading all around town.
Wow.
Dude, that's so fun. I love rollerblading.
It's a lot of fun.
She's in hockey, so I try to catch on from her.
Oh, I would not be able to keep up.
Yeah. I also enjoy watching movies, having movie nights with my friends and my family. And then I have two dogs, Teddy and Maya. They're a lot of fun, so I spend time with them.
Nice. A fun-filled life.
Yep.
How about you, Hodap?
I love running, so over this pandemic, I've just been running a lot. And I also work at the Northway Retirement Center, so that keeps me busy. And I hang with friends when I can.
This off-season has been very different, obviously. What did you guys do in the off-season to stay connected as a team?
Yeah, so we did. It was a little tricky with just different start dates of the fall sports, and so we weren't able to really be all together as a team for all of it. But for everyone who could, who had time and was comfortable with doing workouts, we did some workouts together as a team, like weightlifting and cardio stuff. And then we also did outdoor workouts when we could, which that was fun. We were able to play, just like go up and down at the outdoor court at the high school or middle school. And then we also were a part of a fall league. And so we got to have some kind of tournament style games on the weekends sometimes.
Nice. You guys are able to find ways around it and be able to have some fun with it. That's good. What's been going well for this team so far?
I think the dynamics of our team have been really great. Everyone always is showing up to practice, ready to work hard. We've been talking about this season building a chain. And so every day we want to put another link in the chain, and how our chain is only as strong as our weakest link. And we actually have had quite a few consecutive links that we've been able to put in the chain, which isn't always true for a team. And even in the past few years, I don't think we've had as many consecutive, like, good, solid days of practice as we have had this year.
Yeah, I think that we've also been, something that I think we've been successful at this year is playing as a team. I feel like us girls aren't so concerned about our own points and stats, but more about what we accomplish as a team. I think that we're all super grateful to be playing due to the pandemic. Mm-hmm. We just go out and play every minute like it's our last and find joy in team success.
Yeah, for sure.
You're all team players. That's good. And what are some things that you guys are working on as a team right now? You guys have found success in teamwork and stuff. What are some things that you're nitpicking kind of in practice right now?
I'd say since we didn't get to play much this summer together, I think just getting back in the groove of each other's, like seeing each other's strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah, I'd say building chemistry on the court for sure. I think our defense is also a big area where we've put a lot of time in. There are a few teams in the Big Nine that have some really significant offensive threats. And so we've had to put time into thinking about how we're going to stop whatever player that has been pretty successful when we're playing them.
Yeah, I agree. And sometimes we have games where our defense is just on and we're mm-hmm. doing well. And I feel like that is definitely what can win games for us. So
yeah, for sure.
I'm excited to keep working on this. And I think it can really make an impact on our game.
Yeah, working on both sides of the ball. It's important.
Yes, for sure.
You guys play Owatonna on Tuesday. What are you guys expecting to see from them? Owatonna is usually a pretty big rival for Northfield. And what are you guys looking forward to in that game?
Yeah, I expect them to come out aggressive and with the mindset that this is a game they could win. We did lose to them last year, and it was definitely not a loss we expected to have.
Yeah, so it was a really close one.
Yeah, and I'm excited to have another chance at this team and show them our improvement since last year with all of our girls returning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, too. They're always a physical team, scrappy, so I think it'll be a fun, tough game.
Yeah, I think they have some scoring threats who we'll definitely have to shut down. And they usually, yeah, like Cody said, they're pretty aggressive, so gotta be ready to match their physicality.
Well, we're rooting for you guys, so go get them.
Thanks.
What is the most exciting thing about this team? You guys have been working on defense and practice, and what are some things that us as fans can get excited about when watching this team?
I think the thing that I would say is most exciting is that we've been competitive in every single game we've played. I don't think there's a game where that we've played that it's been like, oh, there's no way we've got this one. Like, even the games that we've lost, like, we've been right in it. And so I think some of these teams that we'll get to play a second time around, I'm really excited for how we can match up with them again and hopefully get the win this time.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like everyone comes to basketball every day with a positive attitude, whether it's games or practice. I'm excited about being able to
Mr. Driscoll, how you doing?
Good.
Alrighty. So, how'd your daughter do?
We played all right. We played two already, so we're pretty far into our day at this point.
You got more games coming up today?
Yeah, we only played out four though, so we're gonna head home and rest up, eat a good lunch, and
hit her again.
Up again later on.
Nice. Okay. So we got about a minute 35 remaining in this interview. We have a couple quick commercials. We'll bring it back with the browser, and we'll kick it back to you, and we'll go from there.
All good.
So I'll put you on hold.
All right.
Thank you.
I mean, every member of the team contributing every moment we get to play, because we truly don't know when the last time it could be. I love how we have embraced the COVID challenges and are still able to enjoy the game we all love to play, even if it's not at its normal.
Yeah, I think, like Emma, hold up, you said that masks, I'd say the first week was tricky, just because it was like, this is so different than anything I've done before. Wearing it for the whole day at school is one thing, but, you know, sprinting up and down the court is another. But I think we adjusted pretty quickly. It's kind of hard to breathe, but I feel like it's more just gross than anything. It gets so wet.
Yeah, I can imagine all that sweat just kind of sitting in your mask and it's constantly up against your face. You're just like, ugh, no me gusta.
Estoy de acuerdo.
Sí. I've been working on Spanish homework all morning. That's not fun. But yeah, I'm glad that you guys are able to push through that and are having a fun season so far. Thank you, Annika, Emma, and Emma, for coming in today. I had a great time, and good luck to you guys the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys. We've got more sports coming up. You're listening to KYMN 95.1, The One.
John Thurland Holmes would like to introduce you to a new development in Elko. It's kind of that perfect spot right between the Metro and Northfield. Maybe your household has someone who works in the cities and somebody who works in Northfield. The neighborhood's called Pete's Hill, and it's really kind of a special location because it's on the highest point in Scott County. We have large single-family lots. You can design any house style. Hit our website today, jrbr.build. or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Hi, this is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Professional Dental Group has delivered the same exceptional care for over 35 years. Whether you are scheduling for a general visit or an emergency appointment, we are excited to see your smile. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. John Nowak, and Dr. Tyler Yonke, go Raiders.
Community Resource Bank is getting a makeover. Security is very important. So with the launch of their new website, there will be a new website address at crb.bank. A verified bank domain means a more secure online banking solution and trusted communication. Look for their new website and logo starting on February 15th. Great things are happening at Community Resource Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Welcome back to a Raider Wrap. Jimmy LaRue at 10:40, 20 before 11, and beautiful blue skies and 10 degrees here in the valley. Let's catch up to our high school basketball head coach, Ryan Driscoll. Welcome to the program, Ryan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you've been kind of busy this morning. You're not only coaching the Raiders basketball team, but it sounds like you're kind of involved in your daughter's sports as well.
Yeah, we already got two games in with the fifth grade girls. Really fun team. I always joke with the boys that I leave the varsity practice and head to them and say, "Okay, I get to coach my favorite team now." And it's just so much fun. They have so much energy and they're so excited all the time and always want to get better. So got a couple games in.
Is that kind of part of your feeder program there, or how's that all work? I mean, as it's girls, I'm sure, but it's still the girls' basketball team's doing pretty well. And is this kind of all a part, whether it's boys or girls, that the kind of the youth programs to help kind of that feeder sport for the varsity?
Yep, that's how it works. Coach Eddie does a good job. Talking with the youth coaches and helping with kind of that vision. And then the coaches, like you said, a feeder program moving up, and we do the same thing with the boys. I'm very involved with a lot of our coaches and offering different meetings to try to help out with just anything they might need help with and sharing my vision of what we want for our program.
When she gets older, are you going to switch to the girls, or what's up with that?
I have no plans for that. We just nothing like that. We're focused on I cannot focus on anything past this next week because everything that's going on, so many changes, so many schedule changes, just different things, injuries and whatever else that we got to focus on one day at a time.
Well, let's talk Raiders. You started out the season pretty good, 4-1, and it looks like you were really on a roll there, and then kind of it went flipped upside down just a little bit, and you went 2-3. Last night was Rochester John Marshall. Now, they're 2-7 on the season. Did they catch you off guard, or how did that game go?
Well, actually, John Marshall is not able to play this week. Our schedule actually got changed. We moved up Red Wing. John Marshall had to postpone some games with some COVID stuff, so we moved our Red Wing game up from later. It was supposed to happen in March. They also lost the game, so it was nice to be able to move that up and maybe create an opening for us down the road for reschedule. But so we played Red Wing. They're a scrappy little group that they work hard, but we came together, started off a little slow, but came together, moved the ball, shared it. Rebounded really well and finished around the hoop, so we came away with a 59-43 victory.
Very good. It's good that the Minnesota Hockey or Basketball Hub is up to date. I appreciate that. Thanks for correcting me. So you got the win, which is good. That's great. You won. Yay. All right. Your next contest is up against Owatonna. They are always, a rival. What do you see yourselves? What's the standout with them? They seem to be 9-2 on the season, doing pretty well as well. And you got to go into Owatonna. So, what's your expectations there for the guys? And how do you think you can get in there and get a victory and take one on the road?
Well, Owatonna picked to win the conference preseason. They're playing very well. They got a very talented group of guys. They got challenges inside. They got a bunch of guys that can shoot from outside. It's going to take our best effort in the season. We've done well we beat some good teams this year. It's going to be 36 minutes of focused, physical play, communicating and really making sure that we play. We got to probably play our best game of the year.
So with you're 6-4 so far, so you're on the, top side of 50-50. So that's got to be encouraging. So you're looking at your schedule in front of you. I mean, obviously, you got to take them one day at a time, but you're looking to win a greater percentage of those, or you're looking at, you know, a coin flip on every game you go into, or what's your hopefully your expectations for the remainder of the season?
My biggest expectation is just making sure that we compete every night. Like you said before, we had a little stretch here where we haven't come away with as many wins. That just kind of comes from playing good teams, and then if you're not consistent throughout the game, you know, good teams are going to beat you. So I think that we're good enough to win a couple of those games. And I definitely know coming up, we feel the same way. It's just going to be if we put it all together and make sure we're consistent day in, day out.
Was there any particular reason that Rochester or John Marshall got postponed? Was that had anything to do with COVID related?
Yeah, they had to cancel a couple games because they had some COVID issues within their team. So I'm not exactly, you know, I don't have all the details, but I was just hoping everybody with them is all right.
Well, they're slated.
We'll get them down the road.
Yeah, I was going to say, they've got you slated for Saturday, March 13th, as a rematch against them in Rochester. So are they going to, do you know if they'll try to make that up or, you know, go back-to-back on something like that? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. We haven't got to see them yet this year. We're hoping to get that on schedule. And, you know, time will tell. We'll see.
So they did announce that there will be state tournaments and different things like that, and the format. So the hockey is like the division leader or the number one seed. They're going to host the playoffs and the tournaments and stuff like that. Is there have you been involved in discussions with regards to the boys basketball? And I heard something like the boys and girls will be on same scheduled weekends or something. What have you heard regarding the playoffs?
There'll be no neutral sites for anything. It's going to be all high seed. We'll get home games. And then for the state tournament, yep, the girls and boys are going to be playing, and there'll be games. I mean, it's going to be stretched out over 2 weeks. So it'll look more kind of like, the schedule will look kind of like what it does for like a section tournament where you might play, and then you got a few days to prepare for the next team. Other than the typical, like, you're basically playing every day. Turnovers there, so that'll get stretched out. We're still gonna play, I believe. I'm not exactly sure. More concerned about, you know, getting a couple of wins there first, and then, you know, if we get there, we'll worry about what we're playing.
Well, good luck against Owatonna on Tuesday night, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Ryan Driscoll, head basketball coach for the Northfield Raiders on KYMN. We'll get up to date with all the scores around the Raider Nation with A.J. Reister. All that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned to KYMN 95.1, The One.
Heritage Bank is the locally owned bank that cares about this community and a bank that you can count on. At Heritage Bank, the mortgage process is convenient and easy. Their real estate mortgage specialists will help guide you through the process of buying a home. Heritage Bank is honored to be voted the best bank in Northfield in 2020 and is looking forward to continuing its fantastic service in 2021. During your visit, don't forget to grab some coffee at the Hideaway Vault located inside Heritage Bank in Northfield. At Heritage Bank, they know the success depends upon the success of their community and their customers. That is why they look forward to serving you.
H&R Block has many options to make filing your taxes easy. Our tax pros can help you get your max refund with or without the office visit. Drop in, drop off, or a tax pro can even do your taxes virtually. Send some pics from your phone without leaving home. Just another way, Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
H&R Block, 1300 Bullenbacher Drive in Northfield. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 507-645-6281.
Heritage Dental Care is a general dental clinic that has been part of the community for over 50 years. They specialize in a variety of dental procedures and services. Comfort and convenience are the hallmarks of Heritage Dental Care. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Make an appointment today with Drs. David Brust, David Buck, Amy Finn, or Michael Thompson. Heritage Dental Care in Northfield.
At Merchants Bank, we're committed to helping our customers fulfill their hopes and dreams. But what does that look like? It means being there to guide you through financial choices, like tips for maximizing your savings or choosing an affordable mortgage option based on your needs. It means we have digital banking tools to make your life easier. And when you need a local, friendly person to talk to, we're here for you then, too. Join Merchants Bank family today. Visit merchantsbank.com or stop in today.
Welcome back to a Raider Wrap on KYMN. Coming up on 10 minutes before 11 o'clock on 95.1, the one. I've had a lot of people ask me, you know, been a lot of tragedy down south to our neighbors down in the south in Texas, and how can you donate? And you can help the Texas residents by donating to a mutual aid fund such as Mutual Aid Houston, Austin Mutual Aid, or Feed the People Dallas. All three groups are working to provide housing, food, and other support systems to those in need. And you can donate to a food bank in Texas, Feeding Texas, as it comprehends some list of food banks across the state, searchable by zip code. So if you're interested in how to help and how to contribute to the devastation in Texas, you can do that. And you can certainly Google how to help Texas residents online, and that'll give you all the information you need to look for. Currently sunny skies, 11 degrees now, on its way to 24 today. It looks like tonight cooling off to about 18. Tomorrow, snow likely, 1 to 3 inches, and a high near 32. Then Sunday night, it's going to cool off to around 20. And Monday, partly sunny, high near 38. And for Tuesday, mostly sunny and a high near 40. 9 minutes before 11 o'clock, let's check in again with A.J. Reister and get all the latest scores and highlights.
Welcome back to Raider Wrap on KYMN 95.1, The One. Let's take a look back at a full week of winter high school sports. On Tuesday, the girls' Nordic team took sixth, scoring 180 points, while Rosemount won the meet, scoring 275 points. Leading the way for the Raiders was Claire Busman, who took 18th in a combined time of 11 minutes and 12 seconds. Right behind her was Wendy Bolam, who took 38th in a combined time of 12 minutes and 35 seconds. And rounding at the top three for the Raiders was Lee Fossum, who took 42nd and a combined time of 13 minutes and 1 second. The boys' Nordic team took third out of six teams, scoring 226 points, while Prior Lake won the meet, scoring 270 points. Sam Follin led the way for the Raiders, taking third with a combined time of 8 minutes and 14 seconds. Right behind him was Martin Bryce, who took ninth with a combined time of 8 minutes and 46 seconds. And rounding out the top three for the Raiders was Nathan Amundsen, who took 20th and a combined time of 9 minutes and 47 seconds. The girls' Alpine team won their triangular meet against Rochester and Benilde St. Margaret in their final meet before the Big Nine Conference meet. Leading the way for the Raiders was senior Libby Brust, who won the meet. Right behind her was Olivia Murphy, who took second. And rounding out the top three for the Raiders was Cameron Zodalis, who took third. The boys' Alpine team, however, took third in their triangular in their final meet before the Big Nine Conference. Leading the way for the Raiders was Billy Wilson, who took fourth. Right behind him was Lennon Watkins, who took eighth. And rounding out the top three for the Raiders was Kingsley Aslop, who took 11th. On Thursday, the boys' swim and dive team beat Mankato West 99-79 to improve to 8-0 on the season. The relay of Ryan Malika, Jens Kasten, Owen Lemkuhl, and Eric Larson won the 200 medley relay. Luke Radetsky won the 200 individual medley. Ryan Malika won the 100 butterfly. Eric Larson won the 100 freestyle. Will Radetsky won the 500 freestyle. The relay of Eric Larson, Jens Kasten, Luke Radetsky, and Owen Lemkuhl won the 200 sprint relay. Ryan Malika won the 100 backstroke, and Franklin Hartwell won the 100 breaststroke. The wrestling team beat Mankato West on Thursday 66-16. Jackson Barron, Logan Williams, Jake Mesner, Sam Holman, Gavin Anderson, Carter Seeley, Chase Barron, Nick Mikula, and Nick Lopez all had pins on the night. The girls' hockey team beat Red Wing on Thursday 5-0, scoring two goals in the first period, one in the second, and two more in the final period. Ava Stanchina, Maya Wessling, Grace McCaution, Anna Trich, and Toe Sorensen all had goals. Maggie Malika was in goal and had 42 saves, as the Raiders improved to 8-0 on the season and sit atop the Big Nine Conference. The boys' hockey team also beat Red Wing on Thursday 7-0, scoring two goals in the first period, two in the second, and three in the final period. Will Tadona and Ryan Will each had one goal, Spencer Klotz had two goals, and Carson Van Zylen had a hat trick with three goals. Micah Olson was in goal and had 14 saves as the Raiders improved to 7-2-1 on the season and sit in third place in the Big 9 Conference. On Friday, the boys' basketball team beat Rochester John Marshall 59-43. The Raiders jumped out to an early 25-20 lead at halftime, and the offense came alive in the second half, scoring 34, while holding JM to 23. Anders Larsson led the team in points with 13 as the Raiders improved to 6-4 on the season and sit in 6th place in the Big 9 Conference. Today, the dance team have their Big 9 Conference meet at Austin High School at 10 a.m. The wrestling team traveled to Mankato East to take on Mankato East in Maple River at 11 a.m. The girls' hockey team travels to Mankato to take on Mankato East at 1:45 p.m., while the boys' hockey team take them on at the Northfield Ice Arena at 2 p.m. The gymnastics team travels to Owatonna at 8 p.m. Stay tuned for more sports. You're listening to KYMN 95.1, The One.
Hi, this is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Professional Dental Group has delivered the same exceptional care for over 35 years. Whether you are scheduling for a general visit or an emergency appointment, we are excited to see your smile. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. John Nowak, and Dr. Tyler Yonke, go Raiders.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Construction. Just want to give you an update on our Pete's Hill neighborhood, located right in Elko, right between Northfield and the Twin Cities. It is actually the highest point in Scott County. Amazing views up there. I wanted to let you know that we have broke ground now on our single family and also on our twin homes, association maintained homes. But it's not too late to come up there and cherry pick your favorite lot. We're just getting going. Now is a great time to get up there. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Hi, this is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Professional Dental Group has delivered the same exceptional care for over 35 years. Whether you are scheduling for a general visit or an emergency appointment, we are excited to see your smile. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. John Nowak, and Dr. Tyler Yonke, go Raiders.
Community Resource Bank is an integral part of the thriving business and residential communities of Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Community Resource Bank strives to continually advance the trusted security you have banking with them, and great things are happening. Starting February 15th, Community Resource Bank will have a new website, crb.bank, and a new logo. Locally owned and operated, Community Resource Bank is truly a community bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Come see the difference at Northfield Ford Chrysler, the home of the best price guarantee on new vehicles from Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Is also the home of an outstanding service department where we always guarantee to have the lowest prices on tires for all makes and models. We even beat online prices on the 13 major tire brands we sell. Guaranteed. So if you're ready for extraordinary service, we're here to serve. 7 to 5:30 Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5 Friday, and 8 to 3 on Saturday. Now with same day installation on most vehicles. Go Raiders! From everybody at Northfield Ford Chrysler and Highway 3 in Northfield.
Heritage Bank is the locally owned bank that cares about this community and a bank that you can count on. At Heritage Bank, the mortgage process is convenient and easy. Their real estate mortgage specialists will help guide you through the process of buying a home. Heritage Bank is honored to be voted the best bank in Northfield in 2020 and is looking forward to continuing its fantastic service in 2021. During your visit, don't forget to grab some coffee at the Hideaway Vault located inside Heritage Bank in Northfield. At Heritage Bank, they know the success depends upon the success of their community and their customers. That is why they look forward to serving you.
And that's a wrap on this Saturday morning. Good morning and adios at the same time. It's coming up at 11 o'clock. That means it's time to go. But that's a look at your Raider wrap and all the highlights and scores going on around the Valley area. Don't forget to join us this afternoon just before 2 o'clock. We will be broadcasting live from the Northfield Ice Arena, and we will have the boys hockey team taking on Mankato East this afternoon at 2 o'clock. You can catch all of that right here on 95.1, The One, along with You can catch us on AM 1080 as well. And don't forget to stream us on KYMRadio.net. That's all coming up later this afternoon. Currently 11 degrees with sunshine in the Valley area, and it is absolutely gorgeous. It is very beautiful, and it's going to continue. 40 by Tuesday. Have a good day. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu.